Paying with Interact Debit can help save small businesses from higher credit card fees. So we asked them what they'd do with that savings.
If more people used Interact Debit, I could use the savings to add a little more stock into my store and actually start a few more community initiatives.
We could use that money to grow the business and reach even more people with our message.
We would save lots of money, and then we'd be able to open multiple locations across Canada.
Pay with Interact Debit. Our lower fees can help save small businesses money.
You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of Internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network, your voice is now heard.
This is The Conscious Caregiver with author and elder care coach, Carol Ann Hamilton. Caring for uncopable aging parents, feeling stressed to the max? Then you've come to the right place. Let Carol Ann restore some serenity by giving you concrete and sound solutions for challenging and aging parents. So now, please welcome the host of The Conscious Caregiver, Carol Ann Hamilton.
A delighted welcome, everyone. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, and now also iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. So that means that you can find us even more places this year, which is just delightful, because this is the place where you get grounded and unique solutions that combine the practical and emotional aspects of how to successfully navigate the elder care marathon in a fashion that is unlike the typical content out there. And there are a couple of things that have been in the news lately that I want to just start commenting on today a bit and set the groundwork for our theme, which is actually called A Safe Caregiving Space for Today. Later on, I will refer from the State of the Union to paid family leave and how I didn't hear anything that pertained to supporting those who are dealing with aging parents and leaves that they too deserve, because my guest and I know that this can be a very emotional and challenging stage of life. Not the least of which, to go back to just a little few weeks ago, do you remember still Prince Philip's, let's call it, vehicular mishap, backing out at the Sandringham Estate and the vehicle rollover that he had, apparently without wearing a seatbelt? Goodness. Now, I've got to say, we've done shows about dangerous drivers in the past who are of a senior age, and we will look at this topic again, but you might be wondering in my mentioning it, well, how does Prince Philip's misadventure relate to our theme today about safe caregiver spaces? Well, here's how. You know, I think it is possible, and I've looked it up so I can prove it, that even the rich and famous can have resistant aging parents. So let's just say for a moment that Prince Charles would need to have what I call the driving conversation. I call it capitalized, the driving conversation with his father. Don't you think that even he would benefit from having a safe environment where he could discuss concerns about his declining dad with someone neutral who actually understands? So we're not really talking about a family member here like the Queen, you know, just saying. And I am certain that my guest and I concur on that point, because we do know the vital importance of safety so that caregivers can truly experience and express their full range of feelings associated with their own unique challenges, because remember, that can include not only those who attend to aging parents or relatives, but also significant others, friends, neighbors, colleagues, or even folks with grown children who benefit from this show. And I'm thinking ahead by another couple of weeks where there will be a couple of guests joining me that make the theme of caring for friends especially pertinent. So you can see we deal with a wide range here, even if we're focused on the topic of safety for caregivers to truly speak their truth. Now, speaking of speaking, remember that you can always call into this show at 1-866-451-1451. That's 1-866-451-1451. And we're not talking exactly about those who have never been in a caregiving role, but who have instead lived its woes in the trenches, as I like to say. And that is most certainly true of our guest today. To give you a little preview of Adrienne, I was an honored guest last year of a radio show that she co-hosts, and I can guarantee, she doesn't even know this, what I'm about to say, I can guarantee that the thought-provoking questions she asked about my parental journey created a very safe and comfortable environment, which allowed me to further process elements from my own excruciating chapter of life that I call elder care, despite it now being 9 years since my mother's passing and 7 since my father's. I mention this for several reasons, because you might think, well, being on air, do you really find that to be a safe space because you're in a public setting? And that's just my point. She was even able to make it so comfortable for me that despite knowing that I was reaching millions of people, I felt free and able to speak my truth about how grueling I found that chapter of life to be. And notice that I'm saying it's 9 years since my mom passed and 7 since my father did. And still, there are things that come up and out that mean when we're able to have meaningful dialogues about our journeys caring for various folks in our lives, this can be so therapeutic and beneficial. I won't steal all of Adrienne's thunder, but I will tell you that I know we're going to be bringing up her own journey caring for a husband diagnosed with cancer and how this prompted her to be doing the work in the world she now is. We share significant aspects in our mission as far as that commitment to make a positive difference exclusively in comforting the caregiver. Because you know, you who are listening, you know you have folks in retirement and assisted living facilities and other agencies where, frankly, plenty of support is provided in various ways toward the elderly. Not that that can't be improved, because vast improvements are necessary. But I'm talking here about the caregivers who more than once would love to pull out their hair by the roots, just keeping it frank and real with all of you today. So I'm asking, what about the so-called adult children who need to have safe spaces to go? Or as in Adrienne's case, where did she wind up being able to go in order to process some of her feelings dealing with her husband? I have a friend that I speak with quite regularly, and she calls what I provide in terms of safe spaces an incubator. And I think that's a very interesting term. I was actually a cesarean birth, and so at the time I was born 60 years ago, they kept me in a little incubator for about a week. That was horrifying to my mom, but there you go. It was that way back in 1958, if you can imagine. And so in that incubator, I think I was just resting comfortably and warm. And there's something about the incubator of safe spaces that is going to be very important that we talk about today. So I certainly can't wait to introduce Adrienne Gruberg with you. And she's the founder of the Caregiver Space. So stay tuned. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton. You are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. And we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes.
Essential Nutrients LLC is the brainchild of entrepreneur Barbara Burns. Inspired by a desire to help others, Barbara worked with a team of scientists to develop unique nutritional liquid supplements with the goal to improve the quality of your life. Glucosamine, zinc, and calcium are essential to well-being, and this is the focus of Essential Nutrients LLC. Whether you're a professional athlete, weekend warrior, student, business owner, or homemaker, Essential Nutrients offers products for everyone, including the family pet. And they're easy to take, no pills. Health requires commitment, exercise, a good diet, proper supplementation, and action. So take action today and get your supply of essential liquid nutrients by visiting www.essential-liquids.com. Don't put off your health any longer. Take essential products today and start to measure the difference.
Joseph A. Moylan is the owner of Ion Health, which specializes in very unique medical devices. Ion Health offers biomats, Alkalife, and frequency machines. Biomats are a far infrared and negative ion emitting FDA-approved medical device. With many different sizes available, you can place them on your bed, on a massage table, or on a seat in your car. It is an unobtrusive way to health. Alkalife machines are water ionizers that cleanse and raise the alkalinity of your tap water, making high alkaline water. Frequency machines utilize certain frequencies to kill viruses and bacteria. These devices are safe and effective. Coming from a health-conscious background and studying physiology at the Academy of Natural Health, Joseph A. Moylan has 15 years of experience in the health field and wants to help you live a healthy, long life. Visit www.ionhealthbiomats.weebly.com or call 765-520-2988. Don't let your health go astray. Get in touch today.
So, are you ready to get into safe caregiving spaces? You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, plus iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and we were just confirming the importance for caregivers to have their own environments where they can safely air their feelings. So here's a question to ask yourself just before I introduce our guest. Where and or with whom do you have safe spaces to vent about your own caregiving dilemmas? Think about that one for a moment while I take the great pleasure of bringing you today Adrienne Gruberg. And Adrienne is a former family caregiver and founder of the Caregiver Space. After 6 years of caring for her late husband and mother-in-law, she conceived of an online support space all caregivers could come to. Adrienne holds a BFA from Boston University, and she founded AYA Creative in 1982, an award-winning graphic design, marketing, and advertising company. Her design training has helped shape the website, and her personal plus professional experience continues to inform and influence the caregiver-centric support experience she has created at the Caregiver Space. Remember, she really focuses on the caregiver themselves. So, Adrienne, I'm so delighted to have you on, and thank you for taking time to be with us today.
You're welcome. I'm delighted to be with you.
So let's start, even though you and I know the backstory, but tell us a little bit more about how you came to be doing the work in the world that you now are for caregivers.
Well, my husband was diagnosed with lung cancer in 2005, and he had immediate surgeries and was told that things would be fine for a few years, and it seemed as though they were. Until all of a sudden his mother at 89 was diagnosed with lymphoma, and she came to live with us. So I was caring for her, and then when he took a bad turn again, I was taking care of both of them. And she passed in 2010, and he passed in 2011. But the overwhelming consequence of having two people in my house and not having anyone to talk to on the, certainly on the premises, and not having any help in trying to do it all myself, I was not quite ready to tear my hair out, but I was certainly poring over the computer, trying to find a space that I could vent my feelings. And first I went to Gilda's place, which is, you know, a face-to-face group. I couldn't commit to that, and a lot of caregivers can't. So I did find a space through the American Cancer Society, and after my husband and mother-in-law passed, I wanted to keep the dialogue with my friends going, and instead of just doing it for the group that I had been in, I decided, well, if I'm going to all this trouble, let's do it for everyone. And that's what we did.
So you really took, Adrian, what you were experiencing there, and you made it sounds like more broad for a whole bunch more people that could be served by that experience,
yes,
which is great.
I took it from, you know, cancer specific. It was about the patient. And I knew that the caregiver needed a space to vent their feelings and learn about what they could do, learn from other people's wisdom, other people's experiences. So I figured, yeah, it was a good idea.
It absolutely is, you know, and I have friends where the caregiver spouse doesn't have a whole lot of places where he can go, right? And so what do you do with all of that, right? And so there were challenges along the way. What else did you notice that was, you know, sort of challenging for you at that time when you were trying to balance both your mother-in-law and your husband, Adrian?
I found my husband was relatively easy, except that, of course, there was managing medication and going to appointments and all of that stuff. But having a mother and a son who did not necessarily have the best relationship, they were very codependent. Having them under the same roof was quite a challenge. And learning when to stay out of their way was very important. Mm. And learning to just be the neutral party, not take sides, even though I might have wanted to take sides, I didn't want to get involved in that part of it. That was their business. It was old business. Didn't involve me. And my mother-in-law became quite accustomed to living with us, and she had a good life while she was with us. Took her places, and she was game till she died when she was 93. She was in her third round of chemo. She was a very tough little tiny lady. So my challenges there were their relationship, basically. And with her, she had a very set schedule, and I had to get used to that schedule. She brought it with her when she moved in with us from Brooklyn. She had it for years. She continued to want to do things exactly the way she used to do them. So I did what I could to accommodate her. Mm-hmm. And that was challenging.
Those are a lot of challenges. I didn't know all of this because we were focused on, I suppose, my journey when we talked by radio, but this is very illuminating, right? Because you bring us another whole combination of a mother and a son living under the same roof. Often it's one, you know, a parent, or it might be a spouse that's going through stuff, but boy, the two of them together must have surfaced old family dynamics like nothing else before, right?
Like,
and so we're gonna pick that back up, Adrian, because I will afterwards want to ask you some questions about, you know, attitudes and mindsets that you found could be helpful navigating this chapter of life. But already you've illuminated a lot about your own journey, and I am sure that there are people listening with us today that are making some really important connections here in how the caregiving journey will surface, as you said, old news, old stuff, like no other chapter of life. So thank you for bringing that forward as well. And so I know you're going to have lots by way of attitudes and mindsets, but just stay tuned, everyone, because we're taking a pause and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes.
Renaissance woman, trailblazer, maverick. Those are just some of the words to describe Tashan Chandra Poulard, owner and CEO of House Virgo Entertainment, LLC, a woman minority veteran-owned entertainment company based in Washington, D.C. Ms. Poulard served 10 years honorably in the United States Navy and departed from active duty to pursue her dreams of becoming an entertainment mogul. House of Virgo Entertainment offers script writing, producing, directing, DJ services, editing, and more. They cater to businesses, corporations, college students, working professionals, aspiring artists, and nonprofit organizations, and employ veterans of the armed forces. Tashandra Poulard is pioneering the way we view media and taking her brand global. Visit her at www.houseofvirgoentertainment.com or call 281-515-3740 and like her on Facebook at House of Virgo Entertainment, LLC.
Attorney Renee Marie Smith is changing the way we sell real estate. She wrote a series of books called My Short Sale Guru Guides for all real estate practitioners. Whether you're a homeowner wanting to understand the process, an agent who has been handling short sales for years, or an industry analyst wanting to know how short sales impact your business, Renee uses her vast real estate experience to take a comprehensive look at the recent market phenomenon while relaying it in an easy-to-understand format. Through her company, Smith Title Services, Renee has counseled thousands of short sale participants and processed in excess of 1,000 short sales. Her knowledge is transformational for real estate professionals and laymen alike, and her live presentations provide people the opportunity to ask specific questions about their issues. Buy her books and schedule her to speak at your next event. Visit www.smithtitleservices.com or call 305-705-3428 or email her at renee@smithtitleservices.com. Isn't it time to sell your property today? Learn the My Short Sale Guru way.
So glad you're with us today. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We have the pleasure with us today of Adrian Gruberg, founder of The Caregiver Space. And just before our pause, Adrian was sharing her own journey about dealing with a mother and a son, husband and her mother-in-law, who were in a very codependent relationship, living under the roof with her, and how she navigated their cancer journeys, both having regrettably passed away, but how grueling this chapter of life can be because it surfaces so much by way of, let's call it, old material. Remember, we invite call-ins at 1-866-451-1451, 1-866-451-1451. And Adrian, I was just curious to learn then, what attitudes and mindsets have you found helpful, perhaps personally and or professionally, in order to assist caregivers in productively expressing their legitimate feelings?
With my husband and mother-in-law, my communication with them was really pretty clear. I set my boundaries. They knew when I needed certain time for myself, for my my own self-care. And luckily with them, I was able to do that. With my mother, I was a long-distance caregiver, and she had COPD and was a narcissist and impossible to deal with. Setting boundaries with her was almost impossible until I learned, do not make idle threats. Never say you're going to do something or you're not going to do something unless you're really ready to carry through on that. Because I would tell her, if you ever do that again, I won't be coming down. I would be there a week out of every month until she died, when my father passed away in 2001. But my sister-in-law told me to treat her like she was a crazy person. Just agree with everything she says. Don't fight. Don't take the bait. Don't let her get to you. If you're going to be able to endure this kind of relationship, you can't keep fighting. And that's all my mother wanted to do was fight, because she always wanted to be right, and she would set up situations where she was. Now, I was very lucky that I have never had to deal with anyone with Alzheimer's or dementia. My husband went into dementia for about 3 weeks right before he passed, but I don't count that. It's this narcissism that was really very, very difficult to deal with. And I know that there are a lot of people who are going through the same thing. And just going with it, almost ignoring, you know, the demands that they're putting on you, because they forget what they want so fast. It was the only way that I could handle my mother anyway.
Go ahead, Erin. Sorry.
It was good advice from my sister-in-law.
It was terrific advice, terrific. And I can't even thank you enough for bringing that up, because you and I know that it's not like we've talked about what will be your answers necessarily to the questions that we asked today. But I know that you said it perfectly. There are a lot of people dealing with narcissistic parents, and your sister-in-law's advice to, you know, basically not get hooked. Oh my goodness, I've lost track of the number of people that we both probably say to them, you know, my advice these days in the face of a narcissist is just to answer them, you're right. Because that's what they want to be, isn't it? They want to be right.
That's all they want to be is right.
Yeah,
and,
beauty.
And there's no sense in trying to change their minds, because you'll just be fighting. And it makes your having to do work with them and for them harder.
It makes it very much more challenging. And I know that you're full of this kind of advice, Adrian. So we're going to also talk, before we pause anew, just at least we'll start it, also about strategies and kind of what you've learned to do that may help our caregivers listening today.
Mm-hmm.
So what actions have you found particularly helpful?
Well, as I said, setting boundaries, doing whatever you can to make time for yourself during the day, even if it's only 15 minutes. When I founded the caregiver space, I wanted it to be a place that people could go, even if only for 5 minutes, if that's all they could muster, to go on, read what other people were going through, to see that other people were going through what they were going through, and not be bothered by commercials and ads, and I wanted it to be a carefree space and a very kind space, because that was sort of what I tried to create for myself. Have this little, I have my little office. When I go in there and I close the door, they knew, unless it was an emergency, a real emergency, not to disturb me. And
Adrian, just hold that thought there. Sure. We'll come right back with spaces and boundaries. Just for now, we pause to say, we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you're listening to The Conscious Caregiver.
Do you battle with weight loss? There is a solution. Founder of Weight No More Consulting, Deborah Simons, can help you lose weight safely and effectively through weight loss surgery. I know. I had the surgery 2 years ago, and I am 135 pounds lighter and medication-free. This full-service weight loss center caters to your every need as you navigate to a healthy weight following surgery. Servicing all of Canada, Weight No More Consulting takes pride in its compassionate care and guides you through each step before and after surgery. Starting with informational meetings, Weight No More Consulting educates each potential client before they decide to have surgery on the health risks of obesity and the various weight loss surgeries available. After surgery, Weight No More Consulting provides a solid support system with ongoing meetings to ensure continued success. Deborah Simons and Weight No More Consulting are committed to promoting your health and wellness through maintaining a healthy weight for life.
If you seek a courageous advocate, prepare to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with a 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio.
Thanks for staying with us, everyone. And I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is The Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio plus iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. And today we have the delight of having with us Adrian Gruberg, who is the founder of the Caregiver Space. And already so far, Adrian has equipped us with some really important notions around making safe spaces for caregivers to speak their feelings, about setting important boundaries around one's time and one's space. And that was another theme that I said to her, you know, a lot of caregivers struggle with having their own boundaries. They think somehow that self-care or time for self or space for self is selfish rather than self-care. And so, Adrian, why don't we pick right up there and have you tell us a little bit more about your caregiver spaces?
As I said, I have an apartment within my office, and when the door was shut, they shouldn't bother me. I also pretty much made sure that they were all okay before I said, okay, I'm going in here now for an hour. I need some time for myself. Unless you really need me, don't knock. And they respected that because I was really there for them. I knew I would be going to doctor's appointments and the hospital visiting hours. And when I went for hospital visiting hours, I went for the day. Both my mother-in-law and my husband were people who wanted us there all the time. And And when someone was going through chemo, you know, a round of chemo or something, I would be there for the whole thing, holding their hand and doing all the stuff that was done in the hospital. The nurses came to love me. And I would say that is something that most people don't realize. If you can go to the hospital and develop a really good relationship with the nurses on the floor, you will get you get more bees with honey. Mm-hmm. And it's really true. They were always willing to help me because they knew that if I needed something, I could always go and do it myself. I didn't need them if they were too busy to accommodate me. Cancer wards are not easy places. But as far as the space for myself, I also have created a little sitting area in the front of the apartment for reading and writing and knitting. And for me, the aspect of writing became a very important outlet, because all of the feelings that I was feeling and the anger that was building up in me, because even though I was managing pretty well, there was still anger. And I could put it down on paper. And I go back and I read it sometimes and I say, thank God I did this. You know, I also have a record of how I was feeling and how I got through it. And I encourage people on the caregiver space to write. You know, they don't have to be the best writers in the world. Just write a list of what happened that day. Write a list of what made you mad. Write a list of what made you happy. You know, it just helped to write and focus on me, because the focus was so much on them that putting the focus on me, even if I went out to Starbucks and sat at a table and had a notebook with me and wrote how I was feeling at that moment, if I was able to get out for a half hour or an hour. The writing was, I would say, a very important outlet. I encourage everyone to do it.
You have me, of course, 1,000% convinced. As a journaler from way back, I understand the power of it for sure, both getting out the feelings and the gratitude statements of a day. What I thank you for, Adrian, is pointing this out to others. So I'm sure in that whole process, you learned some things about yourself as well. Are there any things that you want to impart with our valued audience today in that regard?
Well, in that regard, I mean, without patting myself on the back too much, I learned I could get through it. And I did get through it. And I sort of got through it with flying colors. I have absolutely no regrets because I did the best I could. I was there when I needed to be there. I didn't argue. I tried to keep the peace. I tried to make everyone happy. Of course, there are tiffs. Everybody living in close quarters is going to have some sort of it's not battle, but there'll be little arguments about stupid things generally. And as I said, being the person that needed to break the mother and son apart when they were arguing,
yes,
You know, and the thing, you know, the Jewish mother syndrome is real. And this was a Jewish mother and her first son. And they would sit and play video games all day in the same room, back to back, and not say a word to each other. And then I'd come in, and I was somebody not into video games at all, but I would sort of do what I could to get my mother-in-law to, you know, do other activities. I learned that I was much more of a motivator than I had ever realized I was.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Adrian.
I was really capable. I was very capable.
You've learned a lot about yourself along the way, and I want to pick up with that in our last segment together today, because we're probably mm-hmm. going to talk a little bit further with a break and so on. And I want to get sure. out those last pieces of wisdom with you, because mm-hmm. I would add to what you learned how courageous you are. But on that note, we'll take a pause. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes.
Do you ever wonder why certain things are happening in your life? How to start a business or a new direction? Need answers? Astrologer Bonnie Perbula can help you reveal your true self and gain strength and focus so you can achieve greater joy and success. Working with a natal birth date, time, and location, Bonnie brings out qualities to aid you in getting the best from your life. She can help you unlock dormant traits to bring you greater awareness. Bonnie also conducts public speaking engagements to educate aspiring astrologers on their journey to the stars. A gifted artist, Bonnie bridges her talents and recently launched a line of Astro Bears, uniquely created in colors of individuals' astrology charts. She also makes one-of-a-kind necklaces of crystal beads and woven thread. To learn more about the world of Bonnie Perbula, go to BonnieGPerbula.com. And for astrology consulting, visit AstrologyConsultants.com or call or email her at 808-526-1536 or BonnieGP@AOL.com.
Thanks for continuing to spend your valuable time with us today. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and we have with us today founder of the Caregiver Space, Adrian Gruberg, and she has been illuminating a lot for me personally, and I'm sure for all of you, just what can happen in terms of caregiving frustrations and other experiences born of her own journey in both having her husband and her mother-in-law to look after under the same roof and all of those family dynamics, never mind from a distance, some involvement with a narcissistic mother that can be equally challenging. And I was just starting to say to you, Adrian, you know, you've learned a lot about yourself along the way, including with what aplomb and dignity you really handled this. I was thinking when you talked about being at the hospital and accompanying mm-hmm. your husband and mother-in-law for their chemo treatments, knowing friends who are going through this, what a courageous woman you are too, because you said cancer hospitals are not easy places to be. And I think it's very important that you said you have no regrets. I'm sure both of us strive with the caregivers we work to make sure that they can get through this chapter of life with few to no regrets. It will be so important to their ongoing healing.
Exactly.
Right. And
ongoing healing.
And so, Adrian, what haven't we already commented on today that you would like to also make sure that our audience walks away with? Is there anything else, mindsets, actions, attitudes, whatever it may be?
Well, I think having the mindset that this is just the way it is for now. It's not always going to be like this. I mean, some people have patients that that they need to take care of for a month. Sometimes, you know, it's a child. Sometimes it's elder care. Every caring situation is different. And there is so much help now. When I started, there was not. Now the internet is full of spaces. My space, the caregiver space, is free, and you get to chat with, you know, communicate with other caregivers, and you don't feel so alone. Now, you know, you're not alone has become a very trite thing to say, but it's true. You sort of feel that no one has it worse than you do until you start hearing what other people have to say. Mm-hmm. And it helps you get through whatever it is you're going through. I found honesty and the aspect of honesty was important because I had two patients who were willing to know what the future would hold. They wanted to know. Not everybody does. But I had to know because I was from the time my husband was diagnosed, they had told us he'll have some good years after his first surgery, but this will definitely kill him. Okay. So I'm sitting there knowing for however many years he's well, that I'm going to be losing him soon. And I wanted to make the most of the time that we had together. I wanted to be able to communicate with him honestly as much as possible. That's what lightened, pre-grieving, anticipatory grief, is a big deal. And because I had known I was going to be a widow for 6.5 years, I really did. It's not just appreciating every moment, it's making every moment. Because otherwise there's so much time you can waste. People, you just sit there and, you know, if you just sit and watch the Super Bowl, communicate with the other person at least. You know, don't take their presence for granted. I can say I have no regrets. I had no regrets immediately. I was very lucky. I knew I had done everything I could. So when both his mother and my husband passed, I felt very light. Of course there was grief, but I didn't have any guilt. A lot of caregivers have guilt.
Yes, and you were you were able to make sure that that did not happen with you because you actually took deliberate steps to make sure to harness that time. And I think that that's also a very valuable lesson, along with, you know, there's practicalities and also poignant things that you have been sharing with us today that I know have tremendous value. So I don't want to neglect, and that's why I'm you know, kind of interrupting with you. I don't want to neglect that you share with us. Now, how can we and where can we learn more about you? This is very important for people who want to pursue your work in the world, okay. Adrian. Please tell us now.
You can reach me personally at Adrian, that's A-D-R-I-E-N-N-E, at thecaregiverspace.org. That's my email address, and I will answer emails. And the website is very easy to navigate. That's a very important part of this, because you've got enough problems if you're a caregiver to figure out a website. It's not fair.
That's right. So Adrian, hang tight, Adrian. I'm going to just keep you on for our last little segment. We're going to take a little pause. I want to complete on where people can find you. So this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, speaking with you today.
There are artists, and then there's Alice Asmar. This award-winning artist has spent her entire life devoted to her artistic pursuits and has had a lifelong fascination with American Indians of the southwestern United States. Her book, Dance to the Great Spirit, showcases her drawings and paintings inspired by sacred rituals of the Pueblo Indians, and four of her lithographs are in permanent collection at the National Museum of American History and the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. She is one of four artists in the United States to win a Woolley Fellowship for study in Paris at L'École des Beaux-Arts and has been featured in numerous publications. She's exhibited at the world's most prestigious museums and galleries, and recently won a 20-year service award from the Burbank City Council and the inaugural art competition of the Foundation of the United States in Paris.
Visit www.asmarart.com, www.aliceasmarinternational.com, and email Alice at aliceasmar@aol.com.
Introducing betterhomeandgarden.com. That's www.betterhomeandgarden.com with just the letter N in Better Home and Garden. BetterHomeAndGarden.com offers you the highest quality products on the market that are environmentally safe and effective, and to make them available to you at the lowest possible prices. BetterHomeAndGarden.com understands that kind of creativity and do-it-yourself attitude. Thus, we developed our website, BetterHomeAndGarden.com. BetterHomeAndGarden.com offers you the following products right online: bath, bedding, collectibles, craft, sewing and hobby, food and beverage, furniture, home decor, kitchen and dining, lamps and lighting, large appliances, musical instruments, outdoor cooking, patio items, pet supplies, plant and garden, rug and floor coverings, small appliances, travel and luggage, and so much more. Better Home and Garden is an online retailer offering a wide variety of high-quality brand-name merchandise at discount prices. Our service is personal, and we aim to please. Visit us at www.betterhomeandgarden.com. Make your home your own.
Welcome back to our last few moments together for today. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, as well as iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. Adrian, I asked you to hang tight with us because I just want you to give us one more quick review of your email plus your website so that folks can find out more about you. Please go ahead.
Okay. As I said, it's Adrian at thecaregiverspace.org. And you can also find us with wonderful Facebook communities to join and find your niche. On Facebook, it's The Caregiver Space. And you can either join just the basic community, or you can join specific communities like after caregiving, spousal care, cancer care, mother-daughter care. You know, there's all of that. But the links to everything are on the website, thecaregiverspace.org.
Beautiful, beautiful, Adrian. So, Adrian Gruberg, thank you so much for sharing both meaningfully and poignantly, I might add, as well as courageously from your own caregiving journeys of various sorts. I am thrilled that you were able to be with us today. So, thank you, Adrian. And we're just going to go on to preview next week's show and a few other things. Okay. I'll be in touch with you, Adrian. And for right now, picking up on what Adrian said about the importance of journaling, funny enough, for my own preparations, I was thinking to say with you today that I have available on my own website, copingwithuncopableparents.com, or you can get at it through carolannhamilton.com, a tool that I created that is called the Pissed Off Journal. Did I just call it that out loud? Yes, it is. And I created it during the height of my own elder care despair as a way for people to do the three steps of recording five things that cheesed them off, as you will, during the day, as well as to release those things through various tips and techniques, and then to refocus and get toward the positive anew. And Adrian has mentioned with us, indeed, the importance of also expressing the anger, hence the term pissed off, and not just one of these flowery volumes where you write only the great stuff that happened. I do that too. But I'm saying anybody who's interested in the Pissed Off Journal can find it through carolannhamilton.com and or through copingwithuncopableparents.com. I promised a little preview of next week where we have on a former ophthalmologist, if you can believe it, who has now claimed her gifts as a medical intuitive and holistic practitioner where she helps caregivers using those modalities. And I have been the honored guest of her radio show as well. So I know she has a journey with a sometimes challenging aging father, and that may come into the mix as well. Either way, always make sure you can go to my archives at boldbravemedia.com under shows and The Conscious Caregiver. We can be found under self-help or the health categories. Either way, we've had a wide-ranging conversation today, and so I thank Adrian for bringing forward all that she did. I always say with all of you, you've been strong too long, so how about you dare to care with flair? We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Carolann Hamilton, and this is The Conscious Caregiver Show.
You've been listening to The Conscious Caregiver with host Carolann Hamilton. For a fresh and unique approach to modern caregiving, listen to gain a weekly dose of inspiration and down-to-earth advice right here on The Conscious Caregiver with Carolann Hamilton.
Been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.
One of our favorite seasons is almost here, and at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's. One of our favorite seasons is almost here, and at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's.